This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan right now. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by the stores, of course. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in Major League Baseball and around sports every week. Brett, BT and Sal on the Fan, how are you enjoying this postseason so far?
What's up, guy? I love it. You know, I've not a player anymore, and I'm skeptical of anything new and this big format, 12 teams making it. The old school in me didn't like, but I'll tell you what, as an ex-player, as a fan, I love it. I think the postseason, since I've been, you know, doing this analyst stuff on this side of the ledger, I've really enjoyed the postseason the last three or four. So,
you know,
it's not disappointing.
As a Met fan, I'm enjoying it as well, but I'm sitting back watching your brother's team sweat out the Royals. What have you thought of those three games so far by Aaron Boone's Yankees?
Yankees, you know, that was huge, them getting the win. Game one with Cole, they didn't pitch very well, I thought they got lucky to win. You know, you had Chisholm saying Kansas City got lucky to win game two. I said, you got lucky to win game one.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew going into Kansas City was one of those teams, just like the Detroit Tigers down the stretch. 2 months ago, you wouldn't think Kansas City's going to the postseason. All of a sudden, they get a berth and they're in there. But I knew by watching their pitching, Reagans and especially Lugo, those two, those are tough pitchers. Waka's been formidable all year. Right now, Waka, the last couple outings I've been watching him, I'm not seeing as much as I was seeing earlier in the year, but they're definitely formidable. You got the Bobby Witt and the Salvador Perez, really good players. That was big, getting that win last night. I think it sets them up good to finish this out. But last night, you know, they don't win that game, they're in big trouble. But
yeah,
I think, you know, just the flip of the switch, they're in good shape right now.
Well, I hope so, unless they go back to the Bronx in game five and Carlos Rodon's got to get the ball. Hey, listen, tell your brother. Here's what you got to tell your brother. Somebody on the roster.
Let me get my notepad.
Yeah. Well, I got a couple things for you. So start with this. Tell him, you know, Luis Gil, L-U-I-S-G-I-L. In case he forgot how to spell it, if we get to a game five, which, by the way, at this point, I don't think they do, I would give Gil the ball over Rodon. I don't know how you trust Carlos Rodon, Brett. I just don't know how you do it. How does your brother trust him?
Well, here's how I look at it. And Aaron and me, we're like-minded in a lot of ways. We definitely have pretty good debates. In this situation, with the rotation they've gone with losing Nestor Cortes, Clark Schmidt being back, I'm in 100% agreement with how they're going about it. You got to give the ball to Cole tonight because he's your guy. He's the Cy Young a year ago. He pitched nine innings last two games of the season. I know he wasn't great in game one, but this is why you have Gerrit Cole to close him out tonight. I'm not waiting for game five. As far as the heel, Rodon's another guy. You gave him a lot of money. He's got to be up for this. I see what you're saying. He started off the last game, punched out the side in the first, and then it was shaky from there. So I understand your concern as a New York fan.
Yep.
Rodon for game five, if it comes to it. Let's hope it doesn't get to a game five for, you know, the rare times that, yeah, I'm a little biased because it is Aaron. I want to see him win. Mm-hmm. But I agree with how they're going about it. I agree with replacing Clark Schmidt for Gil.
Me too.
And Gil going to the bullpen. And I love Gil. I think he's got a bright future. I think he was a huge part of the first half of the season for the Yankees. Without him, they don't get to where they've been. But down the stretch, my eye tells me, watching on the couch, I'd rather have Clark Schmidt in that situation than Gil.
Yeah.
And I'm giving the ball Rodon game five. I mean, you're going to have Gil sit the whole time. He hasn't touched a ball.
I know.
At this point, and put him on the hill in game five.
Well,
the one thing I worry about him, not throwing strikes. And if you get into a big situation in the first two innings, that game might be over.
That's why I agree.
I may be right. I may be wrong. I agree with the with how they're going.
Okay, and by the way, some of the things you said I agree with. And, you know, when he loses command heel, he loses command up in the zone. And suddenly he could look up. It could be a 30-pitch inning with two walks and a base-loaded double and, you know, two or three other hits. Like, when he loses it, he loses it. When he's on, he's dominant. But I get that. And I like Clark Schmidt a lot, and I trust him. But what I also kind of heard, and it was buried in there very, very quickly, I mean, really, the reason that you gave us for Rodon getting the baseball is the amount of money he's making. Not justified from a pitching perspective. Right?
But all I can go on is I watch. Rodon can be dominant. I'm with you. I mean, I wish there was another alternative.
Oh, okay.
I just don't think the heel alternative at this point merits doing that. I just don't.
And I got
just my gut feeling. Sitting here on the couch as an ex-player, you know, I see things and I go, okay, that right there plays. That Waka, I was really big on Waka down the stretch with Kansas City. I watched him in that series and I go, that's not the Waka I'm looking at. I'm looking at a San Diego Padres team who King and Cease have been dominant. Cease has been great. And all of a sudden in the postseason, I don't see the Cease I saw a month ago. The stuff isn't as sharp. I'm a little worried about a Cease. I was worried about a Yu Darvish with the San Diego Padres. Yu Darvish was money. All of a sudden, you got Yu Darvish on Friday in that deciding game, and I'm kind of, my eyes are telling me I'm glad Darvish is on the mound and not Cease. So this is all changes with me, but I just go a lot on this. You know, I take their body of work. I watch what they've done during the season and then during the games, what my eye me. And my eye tells me right now, I got to go with Rodon. I cannot risk, I don't think, heel and his ability to be wild. Yeah, if you get the great heel, he might pitch a shutout.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get the other one, you might lose the game. So
got it.
That's what I'm going. I might be right, I might be wrong.
I got
that's
you.
Just what my guy tells me.
BT and Sal on the fan. We have Brett Boone on the line. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. What are your eyes seeing, Brett, with Aaron Judge?
Whoa. Aaron's having a tough time. I mean, he's still getting on base, but he's not the Aaron Judge we expect. I was sitting here watching the game with my son last night, so he's giving me that side eye like, you think Aaron Judge is going to get another hit? I said, eventually, you know, you look back at the history of the postseason. There's been so many star-type players that have a lot of struggles in the postseason. For me, the biggest one I noticed in my career was Barry Bonds, and he was noted for it. You know, Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, has not had any postseason success. Barry Bonds was horrible in the postseason until 2002 when it clicked, and then he went like 15 for 17 or something ridiculous. But it's a situation where, unlike Soto, who's got the protection of Aaron Judge, we always go into a series and we have that pregame meeting. We say, all right, what are we going to do? This guy will not beat. We always pick one guy in the team. That guy is obviously Aaron Judge. He hits behind Soto. So Soto's got a little bit of cover. That being said, Judge doesn't look like Judge has looked all year, but he didn't look like Judge either in April. So got to roll with it. You got to see what happens. I've seen it before with the big stars. You're always going to be paid close attention to. You're always going to be pitched more careful than anybody else in the lineup. But, yeah, at this point, you know, tonight might be the night. Who knows? Stanton last night coming up with a big game. That's why Stanton's been so important for this team. It's not that he's Judge. It's not that he's Soto. But it's the presence of him in the lineup. And at any time, he can hit a two-run homer. Last night, he got three knocks. That was huge. But I'm with you. Judge has got to step up, and we'll see if that's tonight.
Yeah, and he hasn't had that protection all year, and he still basically put up 60 home runs. And listen, I'm not a hitting coach. This is your department here. But his approach, the best way to describe it, he looks jumpy. Like, the first pitch, like something off speed, I'm talking about a foot and a half outside. He's waving at it. He's expanded his zone. You can tell he's feeling the pressure. He knows to be an all-time great Yankee, you got to deliver in October, and he's changing the way he operates. It's so obvious.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think that gets to us. We're all human. Aaron Judge is the best offensive player, I think, on the planet right now. You know, Shohei Ohtani's got a little bit of an argument there, but for me, I'm taking Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Line to line, 162 games. But you're right. And you look at his body of work, I think he's now hitting right around 200, closing in on 200 postseason ABs. And that starts to wear on you, even the greatest of the greats. You know, they're still vulnerable. We still have, you know, we have egos, but we're also very insecure when it comes to, you know, you'll go on a real bad streak, and in your mind you're thinking, am I ever going to drive in another run? Am I ever going to get two hits in a game? And you really, as ridiculous as that is for what Aaron Judge has done, those things creep in. He knows he's the man in New York. He knows he's the captain of that Yankee team and on the biggest franchise maybe in sports, on the big stage in the Big Apple. You want to come through, and he's well aware that he hasn't had that much postseason success. So without a doubt, he's still human, as great as he is, and he's starting to feel it, like, I got to do something. And then all of a sudden you start trying to do something,
yep.
You go back. I've been in that spot. It's tough, but hopefully you can get through this. I'll have a little bit of rest. Go on to the next round. Maybe Aaron could get it going.
You guys could take Ohtani or Aaron Judge. I'll take Francisco Lindor. He actually is getting it done on the big stage in New York. How about his week and a half here? I mean, he's had a great season, Brett, but my man, come on. These home runs that he's hitting in big spots, getting on base late in these games, what he's doing for the Mets. What are your thoughts on Francisco Lindor?
Lindor is great. And without Shohei Ohtani in the league this year, you know, he's maybe the front runner for that National League MVP. That Mets team to me is amazing right now. I've kind of got a soft spot for Carlos Mendoza. I've kind of secretly been cheering for the Mets, and they've had some heroics. I mean, down to the last week of the season when they had to go to Atlanta, beat an Atlanta ball club, they did, in kind of comeback fashion, which they've been doing down the stretch and in the postseason. They've been playing postseason baseball, those Mets, for the last month. Just like the Detroit Tigers, I think that's why they have a little bit of an edge, because they came into the postseason, you know, already been playing postseason games. Just to get into the tournament, I call it now. It's like March Madness.
Mm.
But these guys just got a nose for the finish line. All the guys are getting big hits. Alonso's hitting big home runs. Lindor with the walk, not the walk off, but the grand slam to win it in another dramatic fashion. You know, with all those guys in that lineup, I just, it's been unbelievable to watch. Vientos and Nimmo and like I said, Alonso, he hasn't been hitting any opposite barrel home runs. All of a sudden, he's got three in the postseason.
Yeah.
Manaea's been tremendous. I don't know, Severino seemed to catch his groove. It's just been a fun thing to watch, and them clinching last night didn't surprise me. On paper, you look at that. Say Quintana, Suarez. A good pitching matchup. You figure I'm going to give the edge to Philly. They need to win a game here with Suarez on the mound. Both of the pitchers go out, don't disappoint, but the Mets find a way to win again. When on paper, everything said Philly should have won last night, but everything said the Mets shouldn't have been there. So I'm kind of happy. Like I said, I'm kind of cheering for Mendoza. I've become a little of a fanboy with him, so it's cool watching the Mets, and you're creeping closer. It would be unbelievable if you got a Mets-Yankees World Series.
Oh, man. Oh, dude.
But I know you guys would be happy.
Little bro be going down in that case, Brett. Little bro be taking an L in that case. You don't want to see the Mets. You don't want this smoke.
I'll tell you what. That's the best place in the world to play a baseball game. I got to do it for a lot of years. And coming there, playing in the Bronx postseason, there is absolutely nothing like it. To see that would be pretty special. But Yankees still got some work to do to qualify for the next round.
That is true.
Watch.
It's Brett Boone, Odyssey Insider, BT and Sal. You know, about the Mets even more, like Lindor, even before I got here, he was a star. This is next level. It's amazing to see. Pete, big power. What I'm most impressed with, and I need you to expand on this, like their approach with 0-2, and we saw that really over the weekend with five straight quality at bats with 0-2 counts. Like, it's not as simple as just choking up or being gritty. How are they such a quality hitting team when they're so in the hole in the count? What attributes does that require?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we've gotten away from that in the modern game.
Totally.
The 0-2 count. Strikeouts haven't been, and I can't believe it as a player. I mean, that's the one thing. When you strike out, that affects your being. You're walking back to the dugout. Nobody wants to strike out. It's kind of like a badge of honor. No, he didn't punch me out. Today, it's kind of been lost. And the teams that do put a lot of emphasis on two-strike hitting, it's great to see. For me, I would go up there two strikes, and you talk about choking up. I choke up for one reason. The choke up, that automatically tells my brain, I'm in two strike mode. I've got to protect. I don't even have to worry about if it's close. If it's an inch off the plate, normally in a 2-0-3-1 count, I wouldn't swing at it because it's a good pitch. With two strikes, I got to know I'm not going to let the umpire take that bat out of my hand. So choking up, when you mention that, it's something. And I'm not saying you have to choke up, but as a player, do something different with your body. If you stand straight up and down and that's your stance, move your front foot forward 2 inches. That's going to trigger to your brain. I'm in two strike mode, anything close. Because I'm not, the last thing I'm going to do, and I see it all the time, pitcher makes a great pitch, buckles the hitter. Hitter walks back shaking his head. Yeah, that was a great pitch. You can't get the bat taken out of your hand without swinging at a great pitch because you're fooled. I think it's something we've gotten away from. Two strikes, the Mets are doing a great job, and I think everybody else should kind of follow their lead. It would be a different game, and it really does change the dynamic of the game. When you walk away, runner on third, less than two outs, I see it more than ever today. Ooh. Guys taking a called third strike and shaking their head. Oh, that's a good pitch. You know, BS. That ain't a good pitch. I got to put that ball in play. So what the Mets are doing, I think it is awesome. I think everybody should follow their lead. Two strike approach should come back. Hopefully that pendulum will swing back and we'll start playing the game correctly on all levels.
Who would be the tougher opponent for the Mets, Brett? The Padres or Dodgers?
I think the Padres are just superior just because of their bullpen. I think the Dodgers really lack that starting pitching. You've got Flaherty at the top. He's a good pitcher, but no disrespect to Flaherty. I don't think anybody's scared of Flaherty.
No.
You know, then you follow him up. Walker Buehler isn't Walker Buehler of 2021. If he was, I think it would be a different situation. So I look at their starting rotation. Yamamoto, man, he's been hurt a lot. I don't know how much he's got in the tank and how many innings he can pitch. So I look at that starting rotation for the Dodgers. Not really, it doesn't really scare you. Padres, they've got something going special with that offense. They've had it all year. And that bullpen, the changes they made at that trading deadline, when you go Adam, Scott, Suarez, that's as good as anybody. Cleveland might rival it in the American League. Mm. But they're as good as anybody. For me, the Padres, what I've seen, I live in San Diego, so I keep a special eye on them. I think the Padres would be the tougher opponent.
Brett, last thing. It's been really good, by the way. Brett Boone, of course, Odyssey Baseball Insider, BT and Sal on the Fan. I want to bring a full circle back to your brother, Aaron. Listen, of course, he's your brother, man. So whatever you guys.
Uncle Aaron. I just use that for the kids. Uncle Aaron.
I got you. Hey, hit up Uncle Aaron for a loan. He's making big money from the Yankees. He's got it. So the thing about Yankee managers, eventually they got to win a World Series, all right? He's been here 7 years. He's been class. He's been good. He's won a lot of games. Not the big one yet. Not even really close. Well, kind of close, but you know what I'm saying. Do you think that he thinks if he doesn't beat the Royals that he is gone, that he will be the ex-manager of the Yankees?
No, I don't think he's even thinking that far ahead. It seems from my seat watching, you know, how it is in New York, and I realize it's a tough spot. I mean, but I've also had, you know, heart-to-heart talks with him going, well, you know, when you sign on the dotted line to be the skipper of the New York Yankees, you know what comes with that, and that's a lot more scrutiny than maybe other skippers around the league. I remember when he was signing back, I said, are you kidding me? You got a chance to be the Yankee skipper? Yeah, there's probably three or four or 10 other managerial jobs in baseball. But to walk away from being the Yankees, that's where you want to be. You want to be on that hot seat. You want to be that fire to your feet every day. Because if you win a World Series in New York, you got the key to the city for the rest of your life. I said, it wouldn't even be a question for me. I want to be in the hottest pot, boiling, to manage. So that's it. That's his perspective. I don't think Aaron thinks too far ahead. He's thinking about winning tonight and not worried about getting fired. He's been getting fired, you know, four or five times along his journey. I think he's done a great job. And this isn't me just being a brother. Of course, I'm always going to look out for my brother, but I try to be as analytical and fair as I can without the bias. I look at what Aaron's done, his body of work, the 100-game seasons that he's won, gone to the postseason a lot of times in his tenure, and he's dealt with a lot of ups and downs. Of course, I'm gonna pay a little closer attention to the Yankees, but through the years, I mean, the injuries the Yankees have had and still got to the postseason most of the time, even the postseason, especially in this current climate, I think it's the toughest, it's the easiest to ever get, the easiest in the history of the game to ever qualify for the postseason. But once you get in, I argue that it could be the toughest to ever win a World Series because you got to go through so many layers. Mm-hmm. And with the rules, everybody's getting in these hot teams, the Kansas Cities, the Detroits. Nobody expected them to be in the postseason, and now they're threatening going to the next round and then threatening to go to the World Series. A year ago, you had Arizona, you had Texas. Nobody expected those two teams.
Yep.
Bruce Bochy ran that bullpen unbelievable in Texas and kind of threaded the needle, and I don't know how he did it, but he won a World Series. And Arizona showed up. Nobody in the world expected Arizona. So I think today's different. The 162 isn't as important, and as an ex-player, I hate that because 162 is what it's about. You stand on the top of the mountain after 162, that's an accomplishment.
Yep.
You can't just cruise in with a 50-50 record, you know, a 500 record. Nowadays, you can. Now, as a fan, I love it because there's more teams. I think it's good for baseball. It's more entertaining. You never know what's going to happen. I sit here and I can break it down, I think, as good as anybody and tell you why they should win, but I find myself scratching my head all the time going, how the hell did that happen? So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Aaron Boone, I don't think he's going to worry about that. I think he's got one more year after this year. I think he's worried about winning tonight. if they were to lose somewhere along the line, I'm sure you'll hear the naysayers saying you should fire him. He's the worst.
I'll be yelling fire Cashman before I'll be yelling fire your brother, but just for the record.
Let me tell you this, and I'll leave you with this. I played for a long time. I never remember sitting around having a beer after the game with my teammates, MF and the skipper, saying, man, he really screwed us tonight. Without him, we'd really win it all.
Mm-hmm.
Never in my life. For the most part, what I see from the outside is players love him. He obviously has their back sometimes to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, at the end of the day, he does a really good job. Players win games. Players win, and managers tend to lose, and managers are hired to be fired. But at the end of the day, you get a special group. New York, man, when they had that, I got my heart broken a couple times in the Bronx in the postseason. Those great teams that won, you know, 5 World Series rings, and that was such a special, special group that doesn't come along that often. To win a World Series, man, it's hard. You know, I thought my first World Series, you got bounced by the Yankees when I was with the Braves, and I thought, I'll be back. I'll have plenty of times to win a World Series. I finished my career. I didn't get to win a World Series, and I kind of envy the guys that do. And if you ever do win one, really know where you're at because it's a pretty special thing. But I understand the New York thing. Aaron understands it, and I think he's just worried about winning, and he'll worry about all that stuff later.
Thank you, Brett. We appreciate the time.
You guys, I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, buddy.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
That was some answer.
He's great. Yeah. I like talking to him a lot.
I do, too. He's been real good.